Hi, welcome to the CFO Squared podcast, chats about financial and financing optimization. I'm Carl Baker. This podcast is all about business funding, success, and strategy. We're here to help you know how to finance your business. We will also talk about other financial issues impacting your business and ideas to help you succeed and advance your cause. Now let's get into the next episode. You're a business owner or a real estate investor, and you're dealing with a scenario that requires a commercial loan, an expansion, an acquisition, buying a piece of equipment that will lead to more business, any number of things. Sometimes it's an emergency. Payroll is coming up. You need working capital to fund growth, maybe simply just paying a few bills. Whatever the scenario may be, you're looking for a loan. Actually, finding a lender is kind of fun. You get to talk to them about your story, why you need funds, what your vision is for the business, why you've been successful. You get to engage with bankers, lenders, etc., and you perhaps get some advice. Oh, that's kind of fun. Then there are probably a couple heavy lifting phases that are necessary, but not necessarily fun. That's the paperwork, filling out the application, gathering initial documents, phase number one. Hopefully at that point, though, you get a quote and you say, cool, you think, awesome, this looks great. I'm going to get the deal. I love it when a plan comes together. And you are tempted to kick back and wait for the funding to happen. And you probably ask, well, when will it all happen? You've had that conversation about the time frame and you're all on the same page as the goal. Many times I've seen that there's 15 seconds spent on that time frame and a simple comment, you want to close in so-and-so time? Well, if we're all motivated, we will get there. But probably more attention needs to be spent on reverse engineering to get to that point. But you do move into that phase. You navigate through the underwriting and you begin to field questions from the lender. You get requests for information and you might find yourself saying, what is all of this? And this is where it's important to remain engaged. So I'm going to list a handful of keys to success in closing on a loan in order to advance your cause. Number one, articulate your time frame up front. We've talked about that. Number two, then put a plan in place, working backwards from there. Number three, remember that the goal is to get the loan. Closing is the goal, which requires engagement. It really is a two-way street, and that's the point in that item. Number four, prepare for hiccups. First, accept that there will be hiccups. An appraisal comes in differently than expected. An environmental report may have some surprises. The credit score may be lower than expected. Somebody can't find a report. A third party is backed up and they're not able to meet the estimated timeframes that were initially proposed. So many reasons, and it will be important to have a discussion about the plan to either remain on track, get back on track, revise the plan, whatever. But accept that there will be hiccups and be prepared to pivot in some fashion. Number five, be diligent about responding to the information requested. That means drop everything and do what's within your power to get the requested info to the lender. Sign requested documents. Get the required insurance. Get signatures notified. Submit requested documents. Do what you can to get everything done as quickly as possible. When a lender says they can close in 30 days, that generally doesn't mean when they ask for information that it takes 4 days to get that information back. They're generally meaning that afternoon. If it comes in late afternoon, it means tomorrow morning, next day. That set of assumptions generally does not include a week in between the ask and the receipt. Take a keep your head down approach and remember the end goal, get the loan. It's sort of just a reminder to keep focused throughout the entire process. Number seven, as you have questions, prioritize matters that need to be renegotiated in the middle of the process versus questions to ask later that that really are just for feedback or for future, but not necessarily are going to change the overall funding plan. But understand the difference between those two so as not to distract from the underwriting process and take up time during that process. Number eight, do what you can to make sure that all parties are aware of the closing plan. Keep lines of communication open, have regular phone calls, email check-ins, whatever, to remain focused. Number nine, remain engaged to the end, doing what you can all the way through funding. And again, just another reminder to be engaged. I found personally and working with clients that if you remain focused and stick to a plan such as I've laid out here, you can have a smooth process from the quote all the way to closing. And we at Infinity Commercial Capital would be happy to have a conversation with you about these matters. Thanks a lot for your time.
And this concludes the latest episode of CFO Squared, chats about financial and financing optimization with Carl Baker. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Leave us some notes or comments or questions by reaching out to us via email or phone number. Our contact information is in the show notes, and we would be glad to try to answer questions, take your notes, questions, and comments into consideration for future episodes. Until next time, signing off. Thanks again. Bye-bye.